was embarrassed with my teeth chipped the way they were. And he said he wanted to help me.
A friend's money put a smile on her face.
You paid for Ms. Hoffman's dental work, and you want her to pay you back.
Wow, he's making things up.
Now he can only laugh.
He got mad when I refused to pay him in sex, and that's how this came about. I mean, if he wants my teeth back, I can give them back to him, Your Honor.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. James Mattia is suing his former friend, Meredith Hoffman, for a loan to fix her teeth. Meredith claims the money was a gift.
Order. All rise. Case number 455 on the calendar, the matter of Mattia versus Hoffman.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Mattia, where did you meet Ms. Hoffman?
At Wedding Hills Baptist Church.
When?
It was about February 2013.
Were you a regular at the church?
Yes.
Was Ms. Hoffman a regular at the church?
Yeah, she'd been. Actually, I met her like a year before, but we just got to be friends in February. She'd been going there since, say, a year, so from 2012.
At what point did you decide to help her out because she needed some dental work, some cosmetic dental work?
She got in a car accident in November 2012, and she had her front two teeth knocked out. And I was one of the head people at the church in the cold weather shelter program, and I was combining with her, and she had no teeth, and she's saying how she wanted to go back to her job at Costco, and it's a demonstration job, and she felt too embarrassed. And I was getting Social Security, so I said, okay, I only got so much money, but let's see, I can help you.
That's not how it happened. Sorry.
Anyway, and I go, okay, we'll see what we can do. And so I took her to this dentist where I went to, and the guy told me it'd be a total of $1,650. And
well, that's what your lawsuit is about. So according to you, you paid for Ms. Hoffman's dental work, and you want her to pay you back. That's what it's about.
Yes, miss. Right. Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, Your Honor, I did meet him a couple years ago. I was at
where?
At church. I was at the beginning point in my life.
I don't care about your life. I want to know about your dental work.
Okay, honestly, it was never an agreement for me to pay him back. At that time in my life, I had no job. I had nothing. We were on the way to my home in his vehicle, and he said,
What were you doing in his car?
I think we were coming back from a class from church. He was driving me home. And he said, all of a sudden, he brought my teeth up. And yeah, I was embarrassed with my teeth chipped the way they were. And he said he wanted to help me. I said, why would you do this? Why? I have no job. I have no way to pay you back. He said, because you need your teeth. I said, why though? Like, I can't take that from you. And he said, God will help you because God has blessed me, so God will bless you. And at that time, he offered to pay for my teeth because I had no job.
So he did. So he did, in fact, pay for your teeth. Did you?
Part of it.
Part of it. How much did you pay for?
$700.
And how much was the whole job?
About $1,900.
How were you supporting yourself then?
I was just looking for work.
That's not how you were supporting yourself, Ms. Hoffman. It has to come out naturally, Ms. Hoffman. How were you supporting yourself?
I wasn't really.
Home. To what home?
Halfway place that I had gotten into for a short period of my life.
How were you supporting yourself?
I wasn't.
Where did you get the $700 to pay for your
tax return? And my dad helped me with some of it.
Where are you working now?
I have two jobs.
Where?
It's called the Chicken Box.
And?
In La Habra.
No, and you said you have two jobs.
McDonald's.
Okay, so you work in fast food, two different jobs, two different shifts, none of them full-time, but make up a full-time job.
Not really, because I only made $100 in 2 weeks at McDonald's, so my last paycheck.
So how are you supporting yourself?
I make ends meet.
Okay. Now, Mr. Mata.
Yes, miss.
Have you ever paid for anybody's dental work before?
No.
How old are you?
60.
60?
Yeah.
How old is Ms. Hoffman?
32.
33, Your Honor.
Let me tell you how this all came about. See how she lost her teeth. She was walking.
I don't care.
Okay.
How she lost her teeth.
How it came about is he got mad when I refused to pay him in sex. And that's how this came about. So when I wouldn't give him sex, he served me.
I want to know, Mr. Mater.
Yes.
You've been involved with your church for a long time.
Yes, miss.
You're going to give me the name of the last needy person in your church that you gave money to.
James Chambers.
And what did you give James Chambers money for?
For the house that she was staying in.
What does that mean for the house she was staying in?
We have a home, and it's for girls or family, you know, ladies that can't, they need a place to stay. And so she was staying there, so I gave them some money. But that was back
You gave them some money?
For me?
Yeah.
For what?
Charity.
Because that's where she was staying.
Yes. So they have money for food and money for rent.
This is new to me.
Mr. Mater.
Yes, miss.
I want you to tell me, sir, you got a couple of seconds to convince me why this was a loan that you made to Miss Hoffman.
The exact thing. See, when she got hit by the car, she was going to sue the people that hit her. That's what she told me. She goes, okay, Jim, I got a big law settlement coming. I'm suing the lady that hit me. And she goes, and besides that, my dad's a millionaire. He's got money, and we're going to get the money. And she goes, and I'm getting an income tax check back. And she goes, here, give me your address, and I'll have it sent to your address, so that way you'll get it. But the check never came. And to find out what the truth was about why she got hit by a car, because she gave a phony $20 bill to the cab driver, and the cab driver was yelling at her, and a probation officer went and hit her. And that's what the truth was.
I never said my dad would give you the money.
When did you find this out about how she got hit by the car? Listen to me. Before or after?
No, she told me about it before, but then when she got the papers from the court, then I found out the truth. What it was about she did some illegal stuff.
Just a second. Was that before or after you gave the dentist the money?
About her getting the settlement?
No. About the other court problems that she had.
Oh, afterwards, yeah. About her, the legal stuff, yeah.
And how did you find that out?
We got to be pretty good friends, and she showed me the paper. She said, look, Jim, here's my court docket, and I read it, and it said about how that phony money was involved. So I said, you ain't ever going to collect. And then after that, then she said, if you get me the money, I can start working at Costco, and I really want the job bad, and I can pay you back. And the agreement was she's supposed to pay me back $100 a month.
When did she make that agreement that she would pay
you back? In February.
You have any proof of that, sir?
Agreement? No, but I got the bill from the dentist.
You probably wrote that on the way here.
I don't want you to say.
But here's the phone number and the guy's signature and their logo from the dentist.
I believe that you paid the dentist. I don't question the fact, neither does she, that you paid the dentist. Sir, the question is, did she make an arrangement with you to pay you back?
Yeah, when we paid it in April, she goes, I'm getting a settlement real soon, and I'll be able to pay you. And then it went on month and month went by. And then she comes up with this paper saying, you know, Jim, and then she was afraid to go and try to take the people to court because what it was a probation officer that ran her over. And then that's when I found out I just got scammed.
Wow. He's making things up. I mean, if he wants my teeth back, I can give them back to him, Your Honor.
1460, judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you very much.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
It's because I wouldn't give him sex.
He didn't say how much I helped her and saying that thing about sex.
And when I wouldn't give him sex, that's when he decided to serve me.
That was ridiculous.
I am thankful that he helped me out.
She's just saying that to make herself look good.
And I did start trying to give him a little money here and there.
She's just a hurt person.
Every time he would make moves at me just to get him to back off.
You know, it's no problem me helping her again.
So it would just be best if we parted ways.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Youngbloom versus Festag. Step forward, please.
22-year-old Andrew Youngbloom is suing his former friend, 22-year-old Ryan Festag, for unpaid rent after he broke their lease.
You're Andrew.
Yes. Ryan.
How long do you two know each other?
2 years.
You went to school together?
Yes, ma'am.
What school?
South Dakota State.
Are you still there?
No, ma'am.
And what about you?
Yes.
What are you doing now, Ryan?
I'm a foreman for a tree climbing company.
So you didn't finish college?
No, ma'am.
Is there a reason for that?
I just was ready to take some time off and work, make some money.
Well, while you were at South Dakota State, you and the plaintiff decided to room together.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you sign a lease, Andrew?
Yes. Yeah, I have it right here.
I'd like to see it. How many were there in the house?
8.
That sounds about right. Was it a mess?
Yes.
I don't understand how young men survive, you know, living off campus with 8 men in that house without getting some sort of bacterial infection on a regular basis. Anyway, 8 of you signed the lease. Ryan's share of the rent was $300. You stayed until when?
Until the end of the semester, so it would have been May.
And how many more months did you have to go on your lease?
On the full lease. We had just re-signed in April.
Well, Andrew here says that it took him a while to get another roommate, and during that time, all the other roommates had to sort of kick in to cover your rent.
Andrew was well aware that I wasn't going to be coming back, and
well,
that's
you can't tell
true.
Me what he was aware of. You signed a lease in what month?
In April.
And that was for the next year?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you decide not to come back?
I had talked to Andrew about not coming back when he asked me to sign the lease again. He said that they wouldn't be able to keep the house if they didn't have all 8 rooms filled. And I had let him know that I wasn't planning on coming back.
What did you say to him?
I said, I'm not coming back, but if you need...
No.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Of course it's not true. I know, of course it's not true. I mean, I could tell from the way you're relaying the story, it's not true.
That's a fact.
Because that's not even what you wrote in your answer.
That's a fact. We had
it's
talked
not what
about
you
it.
Wrote in your answer.
Okay.
Let's go further. I'm going to let you dig the grave. Mm-hmm. Now, why did you tell him you weren't going to be able to come back?
Because I had a job during the summer.
What does the during the summer have to do with school year?
Well, the lease was for a full year.
Yes.
And then I decided after my job was, I was working there, I liked it, and I didn't want to come back to school. I was ready to take some time off.
Your Honor, he didn't come.
No, just 1 second. Ryan.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me tell you why you should have stayed in school.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Start to get flushed and fib. What happens, Andrew, is your cheeks get red. You his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Easy. Where were you, Andrew?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Andrew Youngblood says former roommate Ryan Festag broke their lease when he abruptly moved out.
Now, you should have stayed in school because you've been here a relatively short period of time. And in the short period of time that you've been here, you've told 3 different stories. In your sworn answer, you say that the reason you didn't go back was because Andrew and his friends did too much partying. So that you told them that you weren't coming back because they were doing too much partying. According to Andrew over here, you called and told him that you had gotten some trouble at a DUI or something and that you weren't coming back to school, but that was later on. Then you tell me that you told him in April, well, I told you I'm not coming back because now I'm going for the summer to work. And it wasn't until you were working during the summer that you decided you didn't want to go back to school at all. So that's 3 different stories. Did you get a DUI during the summer?
Yes, ma'am.
Did it cost you a lot of money?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
Just the fine for the DUI was $1,000. Then the classes totaled up to another couple $100s.
Who were you living with during the summer?
My parents.
They said to you, your DUI, your dollar.
Yes, ma'am.
I assume you had to pay them back.
Yes, I actually paid the DUI in full.
Okay. Now, did you have a roommate during the summer?
We had
cover
we
now.
Had. What?
Did you have a roommate for him during? See, you're starting to get red. It's one of those things that happens to blue-eyed people. When they start to get flushed and fib, what happens, Andrew, is your cheeks get red.
I know.
Sorry for you. You his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy. Where were you, Andrew? Did you have a roommate during the summer that paid his share of the rent?
From May until the end of July, and then once August started.
May, June, and July for 3 months.
Yes.
So you had those 3 months to look for a new roommate, if you needed one, for the remainder of the school year.
Yes, but I did not know that I needed one. until August.
Okay, so he didn't call you till August?
No.
And when he called you in August, he told you about the DUI?
Yes, and that he couldn't come back until it was all figured out.
How long did it take you to find another roommate?
Till the next semester in January.
So about 5 months?
Exactly.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you want us to get someone to cover your room, let me know. And you say, you got somebody in mind? And he says, I guess there's a new kid that could. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
That's not what he said.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Andrew Youngblum says former roommate Ryan Festag broke their lease when he abruptly moved out.
Now, did anybody else crash in his room during that time?
No.
Do you know, Ryan, if anybody crashed in your room during that time?
No, ma'am, I don't know.
What efforts did you try to make in September to get another roommate?
We tried asking around. There were some people that we had known, but everyone already had their plans figured out for
their accommodations for September.
Yeah.
Anything else anybody wants to tell me?
Yes, ma'am. I actually have a text message that I got from Andrew saying that they found somebody that could take over my...
You see? Hey, if you want us to get someone to cover your room, let me know. School starts Monday. And you say you got somebody in mind? And he says, I guess there's a new kid that could. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. He said that he had...
No, that's not what he said. No, that's not what he says at all. Because then you say, okay, I'll let you know by Saturday.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
And we had a phone call.
Well, I don't know that at all. When, for the first time, Ryan, did Andrew tell you that they didn't have a roommate and he wanted you to cover your part of the rent until they could get one the following semester, which is not really outrageous because you let him know in August. Not in April, because this is not April. This is August. When did he tell you that he couldn't get somebody?
He never told me that I don't have anybody to live there.
When did he ask you for rent money?
Not 100% sure when he...
Give me a month.
It would have been October, maybe, was the first
time. So you knew that in October, they didn't have somebody to cover for your rent.
Yes, ma'am.
So why didn't you try to get a roommate?
I did. I had offered to put an ad out on Craigslist for them.
What did you do?
What do you mean, what did I do?
What did you do to try to get somebody to cover your rent?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, what did you do?
I suggested that I could get an ad on Craigslist and find somebody and help them find somebody to cover it. And then he said that they could find somebody. It's just not going to last.
You owe him $1,500.
I don't think I
That's
owe him
your
anything.
Rent. That's your obligation. You have a responsibility. Your responsibility was you signed a lease. You got a DUI. You had other expenses. That turns out to be your problem. You can't visit your problem on seven other people who have the same kind of financial obligations that you do. They have school and books and transportation and food and everything else. And because you acted like a fool and got a DUI and decided to stay and work instead of going back to school, it was your responsibility to find another roommate. And not say, listen, I'm here and, you know, get somebody. They did get somebody for the summer, which was great. Otherwise, your exposure would have been greater. Grow up, be a big boy, take care of your responsibilities. Goodbye.
What is our excuse you may step out?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He owed us that money, and he wasn't ready to give it to us.
It sucks that, you know, losing a friend over a monetary thing.
He wasn't willing to settle it outside of the courtroom, so it was the only option I had.
But, you know, if you can't...
If he would have, you know, accepted the truth, it would have been a lot easier to figure stuff out.
Be civil, then... It's fine.
Then lying about it.
No, we never had a good living environment.
I mean, it wasn't. There's eight boys that live there. It's obviously not the cleanest house.
It was, I'm doing what I'm doing, and I don't have to worry about what you say or how you feel about it.
But, you know, they all tried to respect each other and talk things through.
It was crazy, partying all the time.
Obviously, he was the one that partied too much.
We had talked about it, but it was one of those things where nobody really cared.
You can't mix friendship and money.
I'm glad that I don't have to worry about a backstabbing friendship anymore.